My dear brother, Father Thomas, in the presence of the people whom you are about to receive into your care, I ask you to renew the promises you made at your ordination. Are you resolved that under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, you will without fail live up to your responsibility to be the faithful co-worker of the Order of Bishops in shepherding the flock of the Lord?
I am.
Are you resolved that in promise of God, in praise of God, and for the sanctification of the Christian people, you will celebrate the mysteries of Christ devoutly and faithfully and in accord with the tradition of the Church?
I am.
Are you resolved that in preaching the gospel and teaching the Catholic faith, you will worthily and wisely fulfill the ministry of God's word?
I am.
Are you resolved that you will bind yourself ever more closely to Christ, the eternal high priest, who for us offered himself to the Father as a spotless victim, and that with Christ you will consecrate yourself to God for the salvation of your brothers and sisters?
I am.
Do you promise respect and obedience to me and my successors?
I do.
May God, who has begun this good work in you, bring it to fulfillment. Remember, my brother Thomas, always to be a loving father, a gentle shepherd, and a wise teacher of your people, so that you may lead them to Christ, who will strengthen all that you do. At this time, Father Thomas will make his oath of fidelity.
I, Reverend Father Thomas Weiss, in assuming the office of pastor of the parish of St. Catherine's in Petersburg and St. Rose of Lima in Wrangell, promise that both in my words and in my conduct, I shall always preserve communion with the Catholic Church. I shall carry out with the greatest care and fidelity the duties incumbent on me toward both the universal church and the particular church in which, according to the provisions of law, I have been called to exercise my service. In fulfilling the charge entrusted to me in the name of the church, I shall hold fast to the deposit of faith in its entirety. I shall faithfully hand it on and explain it, and I shall avoid any teachings opposed to that faith. I shall follow and foster the common discipline of the whole church, and I shall observe all ecclesial laws, especially those which are contained in the code of canon law. In Christian obedience, I shall unite myself with what is declared by the bishops as authentic doctors and teachers of the faith, or established by them as those responsible for the governance of the church. I shall also faithfully assist the diocesan bishops in order that the apostolic activity exercised in the name and by the mandate of the church may be carried out in communion of that same church. So help me God and God's holy gospels on which I place my hand.
At this time, Father Thomas will make his profession of faith.
I, Father Thomas Weiss, with firm faith, believe and profess everything that is contained in the symbol of faith, namely, I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all that is seen and unseen. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, one in being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for all salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he was born of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered, died, and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in fulfillment of the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. I look for the resurrection of the dead and life in the world to come. Amen. With firm faith, I also believe everything contained in God's word, written or handed down in tradition and proposed by the church, whether by way of solemn judgment or through the ordinary and universal magisterium, as divinely revealed and calling for faith. I also firmly accept and hold each and everything that is proposed definitively by the church regarding teaching on faith and morals. Moreover, I adhere with religious submission of will and intellect to the teaching which either the Roman Pontiff or the College of Bishops enunciate when they exercise the authentic magisterium, even if they proclaim those teachings by an act that is not definitive.
You know, what we've just experienced is a very bold proclamation of a renewal of one's vows. As much as we see the renewal of vows between a husband and a wife, a priest, he gives himself so much to the people that he serves, who he serves. And you know, what we've just experienced is a great renewal of the vows that Father Thomas took when he stepped forward for ordination. This is without a doubt a powerful moment to stand before you, the people he's going to serve, and to once again recommit himself, you know, with that zeal and that fervor that he stepped forward, with which he stepped forward for his ordination. At this point, we're going to go to certain parts of this church which serve as the symbols of how he's going to exercise this priestly ministry.